had trouble with Miss Michelson.
We don't like each other.
Bullied at school.
She told me I heard you wanted to flatten my tires. I would never have done that to her car.
Or was she the true tormentor?
I said, tomorrow, be glad you have air in your tires. I got up in her face and I pushed her back.
You put your hands on her.
I'm trying not to make conflict.
You started the conflict.
Troublemaker.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Lisa German is suing her daughter's classmate, 18-year-old Quincy Michelson, for keying her daughter's truck during an argument at school.
Order. All rise. Yeah, it's case number 4 on the calendar in the matter of German versus Michelson.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge Parties have been sworn in.
Goes 10 extra months.
Be seated.
Your first name is Dory, is that right?
Yes.
Dory, this young lady goes to school with you.
Correct.
You were driven to school in your mother's car. That's why your mother is the plaintiff, because you're 17. Your mother really knows very little about this case other than what you've told her. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay. So the complaint alleges that Miss Michelson keyed your car. Miss Michelson says she did not do that. So I have a few questions for first you and then actually your mother.
All right.
Have you had trouble in school previously with Miss Michelson?
Not really so much. Like, we all grew up together, so we just have like minor little things, like we learned to stay away from each other because we don't share the same interest, so to say. So.
But you haven't had difficulty, or you haven't had difficulty with her?
Well, we have had difficulties, just like we don't like each other.
Okay. Is there any reason you don't like her?
No.
Is there any reason you don't like her?
No.
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 So why don't you tell me about the day, Dory, when you say Miss Michelson keyed your car?
It was after school, and I had proceeded to go to my vehicle after classes was out, and I had noticed Miss Michelson's car was parked next to mine. Didn't think nothing of it. I proceeded further to get into my truck. And
what kind of car do you have?
I have a Ford Ranger. She proceeded to come up to me, and she had...
Was she in her car?
Or no, she was out of her vehicle.
She came up to you, so you were in the driver's seat?
Not in the seat yet. I'd opened the door and put my stuff inside. And she had come up to me and approached me about a minor conflict that we had.
Look at me. What did she say to you?
She told me, I heard you wanted to flatten my tires, and I told her it was a joking matter between my friends and someone had overheard in the classroom.
No, just a second. Let's go back. You may give your mother double talk. Don't give me double talk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
She said to you, I heard that you wanted to flatten my tires.
Correct.
And you said to her, what?
I said, no, Quincy, I was only joking when I told it to my friends.
So you had, in fact, said to your friends out loud that day, I'm going to flatten, your name is Quincy?
Yeah.
Quincy's tires. You had, in fact, said that.
Correct.
Did you tell that to your mother?
Yes.
When?
After I had called her, and I told her after the situation had came about, we were at the sheriff's department, I told her the whole situation at the sheriff's department.
Because your mother leaves that out. Your mother wrote the complaint. She leaves that out of the complaint. I find that interesting that you left that out of the complaint.
That they had had a verbal altercation prior
to?
No,
she didn't have a verbal altercation. That your daughter, in front of other people earlier that day, said, I'm going to flatten Quincy's tires.
Quite frankly, Your Honor, my daughter didn't inform me of the tire flattening incident until after I had filed the small claim suit.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm saying. So your daughter right now is lying to me, Miss Germain. I want you to understand that because I asked a very specific question. I said, when did you tell your mother about the tire flattening incident? And she said, right after the incident when we went to the sheriff's department. But that was clearly a lie that she just told me, right? Either you're lying to me or your mother's lying to me. You tell me who I'm supposed to believe.
Well, Your Honor, I'm not trying to be disrespectful. In my mind, I do remember verbally expressing it to my mother, the whole situation.
Your mother says that you didn't let her know that you had said to friends earlier that day, I'm going to flatten her tires, until after she had filed the small claim suit, which was well after the incident. Now, let's move on. You're not being disrespectful to me. It's not being disrespectful. Either you're lying or your mother's lying. I have to just figure out who it is. Because that's not something you joke about when you say, I'm going to flatten somebody's tires. So she came up and she said to you, I hear you're going to flatten my tires. And you said to her, no, I was just joking?
Yes, correct.
Go ahead.
I told her, no, I was just joking about the matter, and that it was nothing to be taken seriously about it, and it was between me and some friends as a joke, just because, you know, she drives a nice car. You mean it'd be funny to come outside one day and she'd had flat tires, and it was just, I found it a little joke. I would never have done that to her car.
Go ahead. So?
Well, she had told me, she's like, well, don't effing touch my tires and don't effing touch my car. I said, Quincy, I'm not going to touch your car, and nor have I touched your car. And at this time, she's leaning on the end of my truck. And
what do you mean leaning on the end of your truck?
Like leaning on the truck.
Where? On what part of the truck?
On the bed of the truck, right above the tire, like the top of the bed.
In the front or in the back?
The back.
So she was leaning on the back.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Okay, so I proceeded to leave, and I had gotten into my door, and I sat down and started my engine, and she had came over, and...
So you got into the car.
Yes.
Closed the door.
No, not closed the door. The door was still open.
You got into the car, started the engine with the door open.
Correct.
Go ahead.
And as I was about to shut the door, Quincy had came in and stood in the doorway between myself and the door. And she's like, well, I'm just letting you know right now, don't effing touch my car. I said, Quincy, I'm not going to touch your car. Just be glad you have air in your tires tomorrow. And she's like, well,
just a second. I'm not going to touch your car. Just be glad you have air in your tires tomorrow.
Correct.
Go ahead.
And she's like, well, what's that supposed to mean? I said, tomorrow, when you have air in your tires, be glad you have air in your tires.
Keep going.
And she's like, well, if you touch my car, you're going to regret that day you pull into the parking lot, because I'll do some serious damage to your vehicle. And I said, Quincy, you need to leave me alone. Like, seriously, I told you I was joking about it. Just please leave me alone. Well, I'm just telling you, don't effing touch my car. And I had said, Quincy, please stay away from me.
Keep going.
And she wouldn't stay away, so she wouldn't leave. I said, please, just go away. Leave me alone. And so she wouldn't move. So I got up in her face, and I pushed her back. And then I shut the door, and I locked it. And
so you got out of the car.
I'd stood up, yes.
No, just a second. You got out of the car.
Yes.
That's either a yes or a no.
Yes.
And you put your hands on her.
Correct.
And pushed her.
Correct.
When you pushed her, what happened to her?
She moved backwards enough so I can shut my door and lock it so I can leave.
And?
I had locked the door, and I put my truck in reverse, and she came and punched the driver's side window, and I just ignored it, and I was continuing going backwards, and she took in her keys out, and she keyed
the whole... She, listen to me, took her keys out.
She took her keys out and keyed the side of my truck.
And?
I just drove away because I didn't want to stop and start more stuff, because I just needed to leave the situation. I'm trying not to make conflict.
You did make conflict. It's your conflict. You started it. You started the conflict.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I would not believe everything she tells me. Everything she tells me is not true. Understand?
And later today.
What other kind of work do you do?
At the time, that was the only thing.
At that time?
Yes, that was the only.
She was on unemployment.
It'd be just my pleasure to throw you out.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. 17-year-old Dory Williams says classmate Quincy Michelson keyed her truck during an argument. Quincy denies the charge and claims Dory is an instigator.
Now, you started the conflict. She had a nice car. So you say to your friends in a crowded school area, I don't know what room you were in, cafeteria, gym, whatever, that you were going to flatten tires in her car. But it was just a joke. Now, somebody hearing that, like her, doesn't think it's a joke. And you said to her, when she approached you and said, you say you were going to flatten my tires? You said, yeah, it was just a joke. And then you said to her, you ought to be happy if you have air in your tires tomorrow. You don't think that that's starting a conflict?
No, ma'am.
Sit down. You don't think that that's starting a conflict?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
You're absolutely right, Ms. German. Quincy, what happened with the key and her truck?
My keys were in my purse. And I was standing where her door was open, and she kept saying, like, that I was a homewrecker, and that I was a
and that no one likes me at school and a whole bunch of like mean things towards me. And then whenever I was like, okay, well, this is just stupid, like you're butting into my business, because she was mad at me because Tim is my boyfriend and apparently she's friends with his ex-girlfriend. And so she's butting into our business saying that I'm a...
Got it. Now it all becomes clear. How come you left that out? How come you left that out?
I...
Stand next to your mother. Now, you have to know what happens. You unfortunately have this thing that when you get nervous, you start to get blotches. How come you left that out? That your friend used to be his girlfriend, and that other than the tires business, you had had other conversation with her that day.
I didn't find it relevant to the situation.
You didn't. Now you can sit. Troublemaker. Did she tell you all this, any part of this?
Just
when you told her, just wait there and I'm going to take you to the police?
Actually, I was at work, and I, when she called me, I told her to go down to the sheriff's office and I would meet her there. I met her there in about 20 minutes.
And when you got there, did she tell you this whole story?
What she had told me was she had had a verbal fight with Quincy, of which I didn't know who Quincy was. I've never met Quincy. And I said, and what happened? And she told me that they had had words. She tried to leave the area. She was in the way of the truck, in the doorway, and she couldn't close her door. Shoved her out of the way, closed and locked the truck door.
Put her hands on her.
She tried to break the window out, and when she couldn't break the window out, she keyed the side of the vehicle.
I want to see pictures of the truck. Oh, she didn't do this damage to the truck. Not that day. Is this where you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6? Is this where you have marks?
Yes, ma'am, I have corresponding photos, the photos behind
you
it.
You may, but I'm telling you, if she keyed the truck as she was pulling out, maybe, but she didn't do this to the truck. No way.
Your Honor, when I met my daughter at the Sheriff's Department, when they told us it was a civil matter and we needed to go back to the high school and file the complaint, mm-hmm. I took an envelope out of my vehicle and I brushed the shavings that were still attached to the scrape marks off of the vehicle and put them in an envelope.
I'm telling you, she did not do all this damage to your truck. I don't care if you took the scrapings off. Do you have the scrapings from her key?
No, ma'am, I don't.
Right. You know, my problem is, did you key her car?
No.
Did you put any mark on her car?
No.
I'm not so sure that you didn't put some mark on her car. I think your daughter probably did the rest herself. I think your daughter is a big troublemaker, big time. So I think that your daughter put her hands on her, and I think she probably took out a key and went like this, but she didn't cause this damage to your truck.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
I wanted to explain further, but...
Listen, there's no explanation. I got it all. I got the whole story.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. 17-year-old Dory Williams says classmate Quincy Michelson keyed her truck during an argument. Quincy denies the charge and claims Dory is an instigator.
Okay. How much is it going to cost you to paint over your truck?
The keyed damaged amount from the estimate is $980.01.
She's going to pay $80. Your daughter's going to pay the rest. Her fault. Her event. Her threat. Her putting her hands on somebody else. All of that is her. And if she did, in fact, touch the truck after she had been assaulted by your daughter, she touched it once, because that makes sense, because your daughter's got the truck in reverse, and this requires somebody sort of hopping along and making marks on the truck. That's not one of these. So I would not believe everything she tells me. Everything she tells me is not true. Understand?
Mm-hmm.
Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $80. That's all.
Excuse me. Step out.
I don't have problems with Quincy. You know what I mean? She's a classmate. She's a fellow graduate of our school. You mean I have total respect for her.
Every day at school, I get a dirty look. I get called a name.
If I could have done anything different, I wouldn't have made the joke.
She just is a bully and likes to get in people's business.
The situation just would have been better off if I didn't even make the joke about it.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Maddox versus Graham. Step forward.
Rebecca Maddox is suing her former babysitter, Miranda Graham, for the return of wages paid in advance.
Rebecca claims Miranda never fulfilled their contract.
Ms. Maddock, Ms. Graham was your provider for babysitting services for your two children.
Yes, Your Honor.
And your arrangement with her was that she was paid in advance.
Yes.
Your kids were with her for a while. You paid her for the following 2 weeks, and she quit.
Yes.
You want your money back.
I do.
Now, Ms. Graham, you acknowledge that you were paid for 2 weeks. Is that correct?
Correct.
And you acknowledge that you didn't work for those 2 weeks.
Correct.
You will then explain to me why she's not entitled to her money back.
Well, 2 weeks prior to me quitting or not watching her kids anymore, there was problems that came up where the kids decided that after a couple weeks of me watching them that they weren't going to listen to me. They didn't have to. They didn't like me.
I don't care about that. If you didn't want to watch the children, you would have said, I don't want to watch children anymore. You have to tell me and get to the point why you accepted the money, you didn't perform a service, and you quit. And you contractually are able to keep that money. Explain it to me. Not that the kids didn't like you, they didn't listen to you, they were rowdy. I don't care about that. That results in, I don't wish to watch your children anymore. Please find another service provider. That doesn't require taking the money and then saying, I quit. So now give me a reason that I can understand. You look like a reasonably intelligent person. What's the reason?
Well, another big reason is that she broke the agreement that we had made when we first set this up, which was that normally it's $50.
Tell me what normally is.
Okay.
How did she break the agreement or breach the contract with you?
Okay, she was supposed to provide food and snacks.
That's a lie.
Just a sec. If you speak out again, I'm just going to throw you out, and then I can go on to my next case, which probably is a little more interesting than this. She was supposed to provide food and snacks.
Yes, Your Honor.
And she did not.
No, she did not.
When, for the first time, did you complain to her that she was not providing appropriate food and snacks for her children?
Approximately a week after that.
A week after what?
After the talk that me and her had with the agreement that she would pay $35 a day and the food and the snacks.
Okay. And she didn't?
Correct.
And what did she say?
She tried to say that this was so long ago, I can't even remember what our conversation was.
Then you just return her money.
She just made excuses.
Just return her money. She paid you $280 for 2 weeks' worth of babysitting services, Ms. Graham. You cannot accept that money and then quit the job. Do you understand? That's unreasonable.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Now, Ms. Graham, the truth of the matter is she was paying you little enough money to take care of her two children. She was paying you $35 a day.
Correct.
To take care of two children. You were picking them up after school. She wasn't picking them up at your house until 10 o'clock at night, plus work on Saturday. That was really, really a bargain. I don't know, what other kind of work do you do? What other kind of work do you do?
At the time, that was the only thing.
At that time?
Yes, that was the only thing.
She was on unemployment.
Shh. It'd be just my pleasure to throw you out. What kind of work were you doing at the time?
I was not working at the time.
And you were supporting yourself how?
I was getting unemployment, and then I started working, watching her kids.
Okay, so you were getting that cash in addition to your unemployment. Right.
That was after the unemployment.
I got it. Okay. Good. You owe her money, $280. That's what you paid her?
Yes.
You can't accept her pay in advance and then quit. Do you understand?
I understand. I wanted to explain further, but...
Listen, there's no explanation. You were working for her at a bargain rate, but you were getting paid in cash. You were not reporting it to unemployment. I got it all. I got the whole story. She was supposed to provide food. She didn't provide food. Then what you do is say, I'm not going to take care of your children anymore. You don't accept 2 weeks' salary, which is paid to you in advance, and then quit. That's unacceptable way of doing business. It's unreasonable and dishonest. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $280, that's all.
Excuse me, step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
My children have been in daycare since they were in diapers, and they've done fine throughout
But for her, for some reason, it just didn't work out.
They just wouldn't listen. They were picking fights with my son.
I told her that when my children don't listen at home, they go to their room.
They were in the neighborhood throwing rocks, throwing stuff at people's houses, just completely unruly.
They get three chances. That's the third chance. They go to their room.
I had explained to her that if this continued, that I wasn't going to watch her kids no more.
She would tell me that she didn't want my children to not like her.
Her daughter told me she hated me.
She called my daughter.
Her son was in the living room and threw a toy and hit my TV.
She called me a B and a...
I'm not going to watch kids anymore.
She went crazy.